Hello, welcome to Press TV's Top 5. The four ministers of Iran and Turkey have called for a ceasefire in Syria before the upcoming peace talks in Geneva.
We have had constructive talks regarding the situation in Syria. We agreed on several important issues, such as the Syrian crisis doesn't have a military solution. In fact, countries should join forces for a peaceful solution to the conflict. Iran and Turkey are more than ever determined to cooperate to this end. All our efforts are to end the conflict and bring about a ceasefire if possible, even before the Geneva II conference takes place. We also agreed to help Syrian refugees by any means possible.
The statement came in a joint news conference between the Iranian foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, and his Turkish counterpart, Ahmet Davutoglu, in the capital, Tehran. The two sides added that foreign-backed militants must leave Syria and refugees should be allowed to return home. Davutoglu said foreign intervention in Syria is not constructive and that Iran should take part in the upcoming Geneva II peace conference. Let's talk about this with William Jones. He's from the Executive Intelligence Review. William Jones, looking at this press conference and the mere fact that Turkey's foreign minister is in Iran and the comments that he has made regarding Syria, does that mean at this point that Turkey is looking back at their mistakes and therefore conceding to the fact that they were wrong in how they allowed their soil to be used as transit routes and military grounds for these insurgents? And therefore coming to terms with Iran of how a political solution is the only way to go?
I think this press conference is extremely important. And yes, it does indicate a shift on the policy of Turkey. They may not say that they were wrong, but in action, of course, they have reversed policy and they are moving in the direction of a diplomatic solution away from the support that they earlier were giving to the variety of groups that arming the groups against the Assad regime. I think this is a very important development. The fact that Iran and Turkey, two of the most important countries in the region, are now working along the same lines to try and accomplish some kind of a ceasefire in Syria.
And riding the wave of the victory that Iran had regarding its nuclear talks with the world powers, do you think that it's imminent that Iran will ultimately, at this point, it's speculation, will be invited to these peace talks in Geneva?
Well, there has been discussion about this all along the line, and I think the Russians and probably the Chinese have been favorable to this, and you know, even the United States, I think, has mooted the possibility privately. We're not quite there yet, but I think the fact that that Iran has taken this action together with Turkey indicates that that they can be a powerful force in accomplishing a peace in Syria. So I think that everybody's looking at this and trying to figure out what does this mean and what is the best way forward to accomplish a diplomatic solution.
Thank you very much, William Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review, talking to us from Washington. Thank you.